Sasrel, you've formulated this product called Enliven. At the end of the day, after 30 years research and all of your life experience, what was your reason for creating this? What were you trying to achieve, and have you done it?
That's an excellent question, Glenn. When I first started in this industry, everybody told me there was no such thing as a magic bullet in health, and I never bought into that. What was driving me in my heart is I wanted to create a product that addressed every single key issue in the human body in order for us to maintain and regain health.
Wow, big ask.
Big ask. You're right. The Enliven product, however, does accomplish that.
I understand that bacteria that you've incorporated in the Enliven aren't just normal bacteria.
That's correct. What we've done actually is evolve the bacteria in the Enliven product. Once we understand that we have 2.5 kilos of bacteria in the human body, and they're basically involved in just about every major function in the human body, we can see how important it is just to address that one key issue. 15 years ago, I stumbled across the missing link in nutrition. For years, I'd been a proponent of living whole health foods, but I didn't realize there was a missing link that put it all together. And that's when I discovered the bacteria kingdom. The bacteria kingdom on this planet are responsible for all life, and the same thing within the human body. The bacteria are involved in almost every function in the human body. So one of the first things that we did when we started addressing the bacteria imbalance issues and looking at the bacteria kingdom is we identified that in nature, basically, there's 12 species of bacteria, lactobacillus bacteria, that are in the soil that we're supposed to get on a daily basis when we eat our food. But they've been destroyed by all the chemicals and pesticides that were added to the soils. So the bacteria in the Enliven product are sourced from either grains, vegetables, or fruits, just like mm-hmm. nature intended, because I don't believe that man has the knowledge yet to improve upon nature. Once we brought them into our lab, the other thing that we understood is the way everything in nature evolves is through stress. And so what we decided to do is we want to evolve these bacteria so that they're resistant to the many things that kill them in our daily lives. Most people don't realize, but antibiotic therapy that's used to kill bad bacteria also kill all the good bacteria in our body. They don't realize that stress is the number two killer of our good bacteria in our body. The preservatives and chemicals we're finding in our foods kill them off. The fluorines and chlorines in our waters are killing them off. Even women's birth control pills kill off this vital balance of good bacteria in our stomach.
Bacteria seem to be very vulnerable and weak. I know when I've gone to health food shops, the probiotics or the bacteria products are always in the fridge. Is that because if they get warm, they're in trouble? Or
Well, bacteria are very vulnerable to certain things. But on the other hand, some bacteria are almost invulnerable. I mean, we find bacteria that are millions of years old encased in rocks or fossils that come back to life. So it just depends on the species of bacteria and how evolved that particular species is.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things we did is we addressed that issue right up front. First thing that we decided to do is to evolve our bacteria so they withstand many of the things that destroy them in today's normal society. And the way you evolve any species is through what's called stress. So for example, we would culture a particular species of bacteria and stress them to cold. And once they're almost all dead, we'd take the strongest guys and we start another culture growing. And when they were almost all dead from the cold, we take them. So what was happening, the strongest started surviving until we had a resistant strain of bacteria that actually could stand minus 20 degrees centigrade for up to a week. Then we did this with heat.
Mm.
Again, we'd grow a culture of bacteria, we'd stress it to heat. When they were almost all dead, we'd take the strongest guys, we'd grow another culture, and now our bacteria will actually stand 55 degrees centigrade for up to a week. We put the 12 bacteria that are found in nature and evolve them to withstand many of the things that are killing them. But we just didn't stop there. What we did is we found the 13th bacteria called sporogen. And sporogen is the most hardy of all bacteria. It actually came from the Himalayan, the original strain came from the Himalayan mountains, where they used it to culture yak butter and yak yogurt. And up there it's so cold, the yak fat is so heavy and thick, they had to have a special culture in order to do that. And because of all the problems that we see here in society with fat and the inability of the body to deal with it, we've added that particular bacteria also to the product. So there's 13 bacteria in the Enliven product. Now, the next most important thing to deal with when you're talking about bacteria in a food product is they must have their food sources with them. Because if you think about bacteria as highly competitive, when they get inside the body and they don't have their food sources, they'll compete with each other for food. For example, let's just say that you ate a dairy-based bacteria called Acidophilus out of a yogurt, and you have that in your stomach. Well, all the good bacteria and the bad bacteria, they start looking around and say, yum, yum, I want some of that too. And so they fight with each other and they kill each other off. And it disrupts the balance of the proper bacteria you're supposed to have in your intestinal tract. So it's important that not only do you have the 12 bacteria found in nature, plus this additional 13th one we put in there, but all their food sources. So when they arrive in the stomach, they live in harmony with one another. They go to school, build their colleges, set up their fences, because they each have their own little food sources. And they can get their own jobs done at that stage. That's why it's always important to have their food sources along with the bacteria.
So what do the bacteria like to eat?
They like the same foods we do. Different bacteria like different things. Some like grains, some like fruits, some like veggies, some like simple sugars. They all have different appetites and foods mm-hmm. that they prefer. So in addressing the bacteria, we really need to understand what the major role of the bacteria in the body is. The bacteria in the gut is supposed to be in a balanced proportion of what science calls 85% good, 15% bad. In reality, there's no such thing as bad bacteria because they all have their role. But when they go out of balance, then we start to get in trouble in our intestines. What most people don't realize is that if you take the intestinal tract of a human and spread it out, it'll cover half the size of a tennis court. It's a huge, massive area that exists within our body. And it's most of the bacteria live in that part of the body. So one of the roles of the good bacteria is to keep the bad bacteria in check, and also to keep the bad yeasts in check. For example, a lot of women that get thrush or candida and these type of infections, this is where candida yeast, which is a natural part of everybody's body, has gained a foothold in the body because the good bacteria aren't there to keep them in check. And any time that the bad bacteria, these bad yeasts, gain a foothold in our body, they start to set up what we call a putrefactive environment in which all of these nasties start to happen. The cells start to mutate. This is where cancer starts in a lot of bodies. The difference between a healthy environment, for example, in the colons are supposed to be nice and pink and healthy. In autopsies, we're finding in the United States, you'll find 25 pounds, or which is roughly 12 kilos of dead fecal matter that gets lodged in the colon. Now, if you can imagine all of this fecal matter sitting there rotting and putrefying, and the pollution is causing in the intestinal levels, that allows all bad pathogens to now start to breed and multiply, and it starts to actually poison us on that level within our own bodies.
So it spreads out from there to the rest of the body.
Well, that's, in other words, if we look at, if we're getting back to causes, if we just look at an illustrative example, like when your car stops running, what's the first thing you want to look at? Is the gas tank full? Because it could be the cause of all your problems. Well, it's like that in the human body. When it starts to break down, there's usually a starting point. And it happens in the intestinal tract. Once that environment becomes polluted through the overgrowth of all these bad bacteria or bad yeast. So now the way the bacteria eliminate this problem or do combat with the bad bacteria and bad yeast is they actually create a protective substance called lactic acid, and has a pH of 2.7 to 3.2. And they surround themselves in this to protect themselves from all invaders, because no bad bacteria or no bad yeast can live in a pH of less than 4.2. So when they arrive in the gut and in the intestines, they actually douse these bad bacteria and bad yeast with this lactic acid, and that's how they kill them off. And they also make natural antibiotics. And the reason they do this is because those guys are trying to get their food. So it's just a natural order of the bacteria kingdom and how it works.